Houston to Managua. Airport security is what it always is: intrusive, obnoxious, unproductive, insulting. From standing in front of the X-ray scanner with your hands above your head to a quick pat down by a uniformed government servant, it is hard to ever feel this is for my own good. Once I clear scrutiny, I eventually end at my proper gate, where I wait more, finally board my latest jet, and fly for my sixth travel ring in the belly of a gussied-up tin can. Houston to Managua is a boring 3 hours in the air, and standing in Managua going through customs, travelers who have been here before me share their travel adventures in loud voices you can't escape. Last time down, we shot a hell of a lot of ducks, a middle-aged man with a Hemingway beard and a protruding stomach tells me. I'm staying at the Hotel Alhambra. My friends and me come down here 3 or 4 times a year. Customs goes quickly, and paying a $10 entry fee to get into Nicaragua, I smile for a camera mounted on the custom officer's booth window as he stamps my passport. Martin, my prearranged shuttle driver, is waiting for me outside the terminal, holding a sign with my name on it. It is night, and he is paid to get me to my lodgings. "Welcome to Nicaragua," he says in English, with a smile. The United States is behind me. Nicaragua is in front of me. Why so many people leave the U.S. looking for paradise is a graduate student's dissertation I would pay to read and actually read. In the middle of the night on our way to Granada, I can't see anything of what I have gotten myself into, only know that another place on the world map is about to unfold for me. I'm glad as Martin navigates the dark, narrow roads that I'm not a duck.